greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
I could not go much farther without a helping hand. Well, standing there, all alone, a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, I can show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary, it's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary, this narrow path will take me there. Just ahead, an old familiar pathway I can see, from the light that's in the distance, that old cross I plainly can see. Through tear-stained eyes I struggle on, as a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary, it's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary, this narrow path will take me there. Yes, this narrow path will take me there.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but oh, they're so wrong. How my heart is rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. A good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love and the family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. I'm not wealthy, and these clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Shoes on my feet, you gave and a fine family.
An old man was sitting there. I said, your courthouse kind of looks run down. And he said, well, it'll do for our little town. And I said, the flagpoles, well, it's kind of leaning a bit. And why, that old ragged flag that's hanging upon it. He said, have a seat. So I sat down. Is this the first time you visited our little town? I said, well, yes, it is. Well, he said, I just don't like to brag, but we're awful proud of our little town, and especially that ragged old flag. You see, she got a hole in the flag when Washington took it across to Delaware. Then it got powder burns the night Francis Scott King sat watching and writing Osage, and you see. He got a bad whip in New Orleans with Pakenhammer and Jackson tugging at her seams. Why, she almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on anyhow. She was cut by a sword in Chancellorsville and cut bad again in Shiloh Hill. It was Robert E. Lee, Bogart and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard upon that old ragged flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole blowed in her by a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and she hung blue by the time that it was through. Why, she's been to Korea, Vietnam. She's went wherever she was sent by her Uncle Sam. Many Americans, brown, yellow, and white, all shed their blood for her stars and stripes. In her own good land, why, she's been abused. She's been burnt, dishonored, denied, and refused. And her government for which she stands has been scandalized throughout her land. Why, she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin. But oh, she's in awfully good shape for the shape she's in. You see, she's been through the fire. But I believe that she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground. We fold her up just right. Oh, you know, on second thought, I would like to brag, because you see, I'm mighty proud of our little town, and especially that ragged old flag.
Well, I can't take the heart that's broken, make it over again. Oh, but I know a man who can. Can't take the soul that's sin sick, wash it up and make it white as snow. Oh, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. Is my dearest friend. Now if you think there's no one that loves you and you lie, well, it's all out of hand. I know a man who can. I can't walk upon the waters, I can't calm no raging sea, but I know the man who can. I can't cause blind eyes open, make the dead get up and walk again. Oh, but I know the man who can. All men,
is my dearest friend. Now if you think, well, there's no one that loves me, and my life, well, it's out of hand. Oh, but I know the man who can. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. And was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He will do for you.
Verse 1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Help, I've fallen, and I can't get up. And I'd like to preach it to you today. Help, I've fallen, and I can't get up. The Bible said if you be overtaken with a fault, then you don't put your foot on them and continue to ground them into the ground. You help your brother. You know, I've always said if I can help someone along the way, then my living has not been in vain. But in the Methodist hymnal that we sing from so many times, there's a song there that's called Rescue the Perishing, Care for the Dying. And that's the mission of the church. That's my mission. That's our mission. You that are laboring along with me and supporting, that's what we're doing. We're trying to rescue the perishing. We're trying to care for the dying. Now, there's a lot of ways I could go. There's a lot of situations that I could bring us into and a lot of directions that we could go in. But without the message of Christ, then our message is in vain. I remember the old brother Louis Higginbottom many years ago. We were at a meeting, and this gentleman spoke, and there was a lot of laughter. And as a matter of fact, there were a lot of laughter. There was tears. And it seemed like it was one of those kind of laughing and crying kind of a sermons, but really it had no impact. And Brother Lewis Higginbottom turned to me and said, "You know, that message wasn't worth a nickel." And I said, "Brother Higginbottom, what do you mean?" He said, "Well, it did not represent Christ." And you know, when we do things and they don't represent Christ, then, my friend, they're not worth a nickel. That's the mission that we have. That's the mission that you and I are on. And when you support, that's what we're doing. I'm trying to rescue the perishing, trying to care for the dying. A story was told by Jesus in Luke chapter 10, a story of a man who was going down the road to Jericho. You've heard it many times. You've read about it many times. But he fell among thieves and was beaten and left beside the road. And he was left there for dead. And no doubt the cry of help came from his lips as a priest passed by him. I can just sense this poor man being beaten and battered and said, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up." And the priest just walked right on by. Well, a Levite come by in just a little bit, and the Levite heard the same cry. You see, he was also part of the local church, and he saw this man lying there, beat, battered, and torn. The Bible said at least he took a look at him. And you know, sometimes that happens. We just look on the situation, but we never do anything about it. And that's not right. We need to bear one another's burdens. When someone has fallen or been overtaken with a fault, we're not to knock them down, push them down, stomp them down. We're supposed to pick them up. That's what the Samaritan came along, and this man, he saw his condition. He was beat, he was battered, and he was bruised. And the Bible said he picked him up. And that's what we ought to be doing, pick him up. Picked him up and put him on his beast, and he took him down to the inn and told the innkeeper to put him in, put him up. And the innkeeper put him up, and he told him, he said, "And when I come again, I'll pay you whatever the cost is." So, you see, that is what the mission of the church is all about. Many times we've read the story about the prodigal son who went to the far country, and the Bible said there he wasted all of his substance. He wasted all that he had, and there in the pig pen, he came to want. He saw his need of a heavenly father. He saw his need of a father that was home. And you know, I told my church, I said, thank God he didn't meet the older brother before he got there, because if he'd met the older brother, he'd have never got to the father's house, because the older brother had a bad attitude about him coming back home. And he heard him singing and the laughter and the joy. And the father had said, "Kill the fatted calf and put a robe on his back and a ring on his finger. My son was dead, but he's alive." And the older brother, he said, "Well, you've never done that for me." He didn't have time for a forgiveness party. And you know, a lot of us are the same way. We preach forgiveness, but we're not too much for forgiving. We don't have that forgiving spirit. Jesus said, "If you don't forgive, I can't forgive you." My friend, that is one of the greatest things that a Christian needs to learn. He needs to learn that we've made mistakes. I've made mistakes. You've made mistakes. But I've had to have the help of somebody. I've cried out many times, "Help, I've fallen, and I can't get up." And someone picked me up. And I never forget when I first was called into ministry, I had an elderly lady who was a very good friend of ours, and Mrs. Jones. And I would call her when I got into my low ebb, and I would tell her, I said, "I'm not sure that I can make this journey." And she said, "Oh, you'll be all right." And she went blind, and later on she passed away. But she helped me through my hard times, and she continued to tell me, "Yes, you can make it. You'll do all right. You'll be okay. Just trust in Him." And, buddy, I was having a terrible time. That happened about almost around 47, 48 years ago. And true enough, God's been exactly what He said He would be in my life. And I'm here saying to you today, He will be the very...
I have heard once the bird has a broken wing. It will never fly higher anymore. Let me tell you what I know. That's not all say so. For once I lay helpless and so. I fell from above like a wounded dove, with no hope of ever climbing again. But with grace from above and God's marvelous love, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Like a vulture swept low in my darkest hour, he came to devour what was left of my dying soul. As low as I could get, but God finished yet, he seemed more good than I had ever saw in me. Now I live above the doubt, so high in the clouds that I can't see.
Thank you.
comes from God, His throne above. And like the river that it dwells up inside me, bringing mercy and a life giving love. He said, I burst, yet He made the river. He said, I burst, yet He made the sea. I burst by the King of all ages. In His great thirst, He brought water to me.
With a cross on His back, that lonely hill to Calvary he climbed. 'Twas a sad and lonely scene as that lonely Nazarene, with his back to the cross, bled and died there for me. Father, just before he died, with a cross on his back, you and me on his mind. Say he stumbled and fell as he climbed. Still he journeyed on till his work here was done. With a cross.